Look at what God says through the prophet Isaiah. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 41, it's always a good trick if you open a Bible exactly in the middle, see if you don't hit Isaiah. Right? You might get a psalm instead. But Isaiah, and what chapter did I say? 41? So as I turn to it, if you grabbed a Bible in a row, you'd find it on page 726. And on 727, in Isaiah chapter 41, look what it says in verse 21. Here's what God says to people. "Set forth your case," says the Lord. "Bring your proofs," says the King of Jacob. "Let them bring them. Let them bring them. And tell us what is to happen. The former things, what they are, that we may consider them, that we may know their outcome. Or declare to us the things to come." Verse 23 says, "Tell us what is to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods. Do good or do harm, that we may be dismayed and terrified." And if you look at verse 26, it says, "Who declared it from the beginning that we might know? And beforehand that we might say, he's right. There was none who declared it, none who proclaimed, none who heard your words." And then God says in verse 27, "I was the first to say to Zion, behold, there they are. I give to Jerusalem a herald of good news." And that's what it says in the scripture. And Jesus' followers, when Jesus was doing things, they remembered the scripture. This is like that. God is like that. Jesus behaving in this way, kicking people out and saying, "What are you doing? That's ridiculous. Not on my watch," said Jesus. And people said, "He's a bit of a rabble-rouser with a whip in his hand." They remembered that's like God to stand there for that. He's not naughty and disruptive. Zeal for my Father's house consumed me. That's about Jesus. God puts stakes down into the world so that we could measure. Why does the world care about Israel? They didn't even have oil till recently. It was discovered. And he put down anchor points in history, revealing his character so that we could recognize him. And Christians tell history because it is his story that we're telling. The world doesn't speak of Jesus in any way that would change things. He gets a nod and a platitude, and the world that runs on greed and avarice does not love and forgive. And when we are worldly, we compete and strive against our sisters and brothers. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew people. He needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. Now, Jesus is useful to the world, right, for teaching peace and civility. But basically, the world does not like Jesus. I'll say that flat out. The government will teach your children something contrary than the world that God created and ordained and directs. And you have to know that. I think you do. But we remember Jesus Christ in this place. Holiness and worship of the one true God, it's not held in high esteem by the world. But it is what we are founded upon in this room. And some argue that the fact that the world doesn't get it and doesn't walk in it is the fault of the church. They note her failure to bear witness to the standard set by Christ. Many point to the spotty history of the so-called church, this institution masquerading as the body of Christ, that neither follows truly nor speaks honestly against the fallen world. The Christendom, with its religious wars and scandal and its baptism of sinful practice, all in the name of religion. Who would follow that? I certainly don't. But I would remark frankly that the people who do heinous things in the name of religion, they're not following Jesus, are they? They're not. And most people are avoiding conviction of sin. Aren't we all? Until God gets us, until you get pinned and you go, oh, it's true. People don't embrace repentance from sin and forgiveness. They avoid sin. Don't call it sin. Don't tell me it's sin. I can't sign up to a death penalty. But the Christian message is, look, there's bad news and there's good news. The bad news is you test positive, it's terminal. And if you stay away from the hospital, you're going to die from it. The good news is that it is curable, there is release, and you will be set free and go and be healed. And that is the good news. Remember that. Remember that. We're not trying to tell people you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. We're trying to tell people, you know what? Folks like us have hope. Me and you, we're going to make it. Come on, get on. That's how it works. Me and you. Not you, world. Then the minister says, oh, the church, the church, the church, the world. The church, the world, the church, the world. We're the world redeemed because of Jesus who we remember today. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? And everybody out there is just not yet. Everybody out there is a candidate. Everyone out there is the confusing mixture of people who never will and people who always were gonna. How do you find them? Except presenting the gospel. And when they say, yes, aha, me too, then you know. And some people are not yet. And you still don't know. It's good news. Jesus said, I've said all these things to keep you from falling away in John chapter 16. He says, they'll put you out of synagogues. The hour's coming when whoever kills you will think he's offering good service to God. And they'll do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have told these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He wants us to know that he's going away. But if he doesn't go away back then, the Helper would not come. But if he goes, he will send the Holy Spirit to us who is alive in the world today, who is present here as we worship, who is honored and glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we remember on this day. It's not at the expense of fallen heroes. It's for the sake of the people who will follow the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. People who will be saved not just from war, but from death. People who will be saved from an eternity apart from Jesus Christ. That's good news. And that's what we preach. These are the words of the Lord. We remember. We remember his righteousness. We remember his finished work. Let's pray. Father God, we love you. And we all want to be good boys and girls, and we know that that is, in the past, has been proven to be a sort of a losing battle. We know what we're like. We all fall short. And since we've come through our baptism, faith into baptism, into the walk of our lives, we know that in the walk of our lives, redeemed Christians though we be, that we've failed yet again. And thank you for the forgiveness, not just seven times, and not probably not just 70 times seven, but every time we come to you and that there's wholeness. And help us remember that that is your heart toward every person on the earth. And will you bless us, we pray. And will you give us strength, we pray. And will you guide us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.